WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic whisperer, back with another dose of everyday wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world we call life. Today's topic hits close to home for all of us. Breaking free from the shackles of fear and anxiety. Ever feel like those little gremlins are constantly whispering doubts in your ear? You know that feeling when your mind races a mile a minute, picturing worst-case scenarios even before you've left the house? Yeah, I'm talking to you. But listen up, because today we're going to arm ourselves with some ancient stoic wisdom to silence those anxieties and reclaim our inner peace. Trust me, it's more powerful than any anxiety medication you could find on the market. Let's dive into five key takeaways that will help you shatter the grip fear has on your life. First off, recognize that fear is a liar. It thrives on what-ifs and worst-case scenarios, painting vivid pictures of doom and gloom in your mind. But here's the truth. Most of the time, those fears are based on assumptions, not facts. Think about it. How many times have you let fear stop you from trying something new, only to realize later that it wasn't nearly as scary as you imagined? That feeling of relief? That's freedom. It's recognizing that fear is often a trickster, playing mind games with us to keep us small and confined. Second, focus on what you can control. Anxiety loves to latch onto the things we can't change: world events, other people's actions, even the weather. We can't control those things, but what we can control is our own thoughts, our reactions, and our actions. So instead of spiraling into a frenzy over what you can't influence, shift your energy towards what you can. Take that extra time to meditate, go for a walk in nature, or simply focus on being present in this moment. Third, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but trust me, it's powerful stuff. When we focus on the good things in our lives, big and small, we naturally shift our mindset away from fear and anxiety. Keep a gratitude journal, take a few minutes each day to appreciate the little things, or simply tell someone you love how much they mean to you. Fourth, embrace discomfort. Growth happens outside of our comfort zones. Think about it like this. If you always stay in your familiar routine, life becomes predictable, even stagnant. But when you step outside of what's comfortable, whether it's trying a new hobby, speaking up for yourself, or tackling that challenging project, you open yourself up to new experiences, learning, and ultimately, more resilience. Finally, remember that you are not alone in this journey. We all struggle with fear and anxiety at times. Talk to someone you trust, join a support group, or simply remind yourself that millions of people share your experience. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're about to give a presentation at work. Your heart is pounding, palms are sweating, and every thought in your head screams this is going to be a disaster. But then you remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, focus on the things you can control: your preparation, your message, your delivery, and let go of the anxiety that's trying to hijack you. You step up to the podium with confidence, deliver an amazing presentation, and walk away feeling empowered and proud of yourself. That's the power of breaking free from fear. See, it's not about eliminating fear altogether, because honestly, that's impossible. It's about understanding its nature, learning to manage it, and ultimately choosing how we react to it. We can choose to let it paralyze us or to use it as fuel to propel us forward. Remember those key takeaways. Fear is a liar. Focus on what you can control, practice gratitude, embrace discomfort, and remember you're not alone. This isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. So go out there, face your fears head-on, and unleash the incredible power within you. And hey, if this resonated with you, do me a favor. Share this episode with someone who could use a little stoic wisdom in their life. Let's spread the good vibes. Until next time, keep it real, keep it strong, and stay curious.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.